Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Dozens of missiles launched from Iran toward Israel in retaliation for its surprise attack early Friday. Israeli Brigadier General Effi Defrin on Israel's initial attack.
We have eliminated some of Iran's most senior military commanders and struck two nuclear sites, including the Iranian regime's largest uranium enrichment site in Natanz.
Iran claiming 78 people killed in the Israeli attacks, including high-level military leaders. In Washington, the stage is set for Saturday's Army 250th anniversary parade, which will happen on President Trump's 79th birthday. Demonstrations are planned not just in D.C., so-called No Kings protests against President Trump and his immigration crackdown set to take place across the country. Kilmer Abrego Garcia returned from a notorious prison in El Salvador for wrongful detention, pleaded not guilty to human smuggling charges. This is ABC News. One of the jurors in the Sean Diddy Combs trial has been dismissed.
Judge Arun Subramanian tossed juror number 6 over inconsistencies in his answers to a basic question. Where do you live? The 41-year-old man said during jury selection he lived in the Bronx, but he recently mentioned he had moved to New Jersey. And when questioned, the judge said the juror gave changing answers that raised concerns about his candor and whether he made a deliberate attempt to get himself onto the jury. The defense argued removing the man who was black would make the jury less diverse, and the judge promised to think about it.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Two men struck by lightning on Colorado's Torrey's Peak. Officials say a Colorado National Guard Black Hawk helicopter was used to bring the more seriously injured man down from the mountain first. It flew some 14,000 feet up, believed to be the highest helicopter rescue on record in Colorado. Tropical storm Dalila has formed in the eastern Pacific Ocean, just south of the southwestern coast of Mexico. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Your forecast for today, calling for highs to be in the mid-70s, east winds 5 to 10, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun. By tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a 30% chance for a few showers, lows near 60, southeast winds of 5. Sunday, highs in the mid to upper 70s with mostly cloudy skies, 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. And Monday, partly sunny, isolated thunderstorms possible. Could see them get more widespread late at night, highs of 85. Right now, though, we are at 49 degrees. Southwest Wisconsin. I am Bo Henricks. Yes, I know what day it is. I know it's not Sunday. I'm actually in for Adam Hess today. So, ready to take over for three items or less, Hess. Speaking of, that means I'll be doing Prime Mover, and I'll help you move those items. Getting underway at 8:30 this morning, but a busy day as the rodeo continues, but also the big June Dairy Days Rodeo Parade here in Richland Center will be getting underway at 10:30. Looking forward to meeting Phil and helping call that this morning after Prime Mover. Should be a good time. Looking forward to seeing all of the entries and all of those contestants riding their horses. A quick shout out also to the scoopers that follow them. You know, we appreciate you. June Dairy Days Parade will be held in the parking lot of Julie Karen State Farm Insurance following the parade. Sounds like a fun time. The party includes free ice cream cones, tiny acre farm animals, face painting, artwork by Rogers Create, and a photo opportunity with a special guest.
She came to me, said she knew me, said she'd known me a long time, and she spoke of with every mountain she had climbed. And she talked the trail she walked up, far above the timber line. From that night on I knew I'd ride strong with Carolina in mind. There's a new first quarter, the 21st. the cold. And we'll talk of trails we walked up far above the timberline. There are nights I only feel right with Carolina in the
I dedicate this song to the working man, for every man that puts in 8 or 10 hard hours a day of working toil and sweat. He's always got somebody looking down his neck, trying to get more out of him than he really ought to have to put in. After 29 long years of working in this shop with Oney standing over me, today when that old whistle blows, I'll check in all my gear and I'll retire. The superintendent just dropped by and said they'd plan my little get-together. Then he said I'd never made it if old Oney hadn't held me to the fire. I've seen him in my dreams at night and woke up in the morning feeling tired. And old Oney don't remember when I came here how he tried to get me fired. With his folded hands behind him, every morning Oney waited at the gate, where he'd rant and rave like I committed murder, clocking in 5 minutes late. But today they'll gather round me like I've seen them do when any man retires. Then old Oney's gonna tell me from now on I'm free to do what I desire. He'll present me with that little old gold watch they give a man at times like this. But there's one thing he's not counting on. Today's the day I give old Oney his. I've been working, building muscles. Oney's just been standing round and getting soft. And today about 4:30 I'll make up for every good night's sleep I've lost. When I'm gone I'll be remembered as a working man that put his point across. With a right hand full of knuckles, cause today I show old Oney who's the boss. What time is it? 4:30? Hey, Oney, Oney.
Run, Oney, run. That's the Man in Black, Johnny Cash, here on WRCO, June 14th. Well, it happens to be a lot of things today. It's National Flag Day, National Pop Goes the Weasel Day, National Strawberry Shortcake Day. It is also the Army Birthday, National New Mexico Day, National Outlet Shopping Day, National Dragonfly Day, and National Cucumber Day, all wrapped into one. So take your pick, or do multiple, but celebrate today like every day. Here's Colin Ray.
I read a note my grandma wrote back in 1923. Grandpa kept it in his coat and he showed it once to me. He said, boy, you might not understand, but a long, long time ago, Grandma's daddy didn't like me none, but I loved your grandma so. We had this crazy plan to meet and run away together, get married in the first town we came to and live forever. But nailed to the tree where we were supposed to meet instead, I found this letter, and this is what it said. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down, darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. I read those words just hours before my grandma passed away in the doorway. I know I'd never seen him cry in all my 15 years. But as he said these words to her, his eyes filled up with tears. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you in my chores. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down, darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. Between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Energy efficiency and lower utility bills. ¿Quiere ahorrar en sus facturas de energía? Looking to save money on energy bills? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers energy efficiency programs to help homeowners cut costs while making their homes more comfortable. Lower your utility bills and reduce your carbon footprint with our expert solutions. Call 608-647-4949 to learn more.
We're 20 minutes after 5 o'clock and time for a quick sports update. Taking a look at some of the sports scores from yesterday in WIAA state softball action. It was Friday in Division 6 in the semifinal. Kenosha Bradford getting a 1-0 win over DC Everest. In Division 3, Fall Creek defeated Valders 6-4. In the second game of the Division 3 semifinals Friday, Poinette scored a 6-0 win over Laconia. For the Brewers, well, showing a fastball that touched 100 miles per hour at times, Brewer rookie Jacob Mizorowski didn't allow a hit while winning his first major league start on this past Thursday. But as for yesterday, well, the Brewers, they were able to get a win 3-2 over St. Louis. Right now, we can also say that the other National League sports scores included Pittsburgh over the Chicago Cubs 2-1. Atlanta scored a 12-4 win over Colorado. It was Miami 11, Washington 9. Arizona defeated San Diego 5-1, while San Francisco took down the LA Dodgers 6-2. In interleague play, Philadelphia held Toronto scoreless 8-0. It was Detroit 11, Cincinnati 5. Also, it was Tampa Bay scoring a 7-5 win over the New York Mets. Over in the American League, Baltimore held the LA Angels scoreless 2-0. It was Boston edging out the New York Yankees 2-1. The Athletics defeated Kansas City 6-4. It was Texas 3, Chicago White Sox 1. Houston took down Minnesota 10-3, and Seattle defeated Cleveland 7-2. And in the NBA, it was Oklahoma City 111, Indiana 104. Here's a look at your sports scores this Saturday morning here on WRCO, sponsored by the Sports Boosters.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
100.9 WRCO. Let me tell you about a song that I feel explains itself. It's called Daddy Frank the Guitar Man.
Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine. And Mama couldn't hear our pretty music, but she read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all a part of living, and our only means of living at the time. And it wasn't like no normal family combo, 'cause Daddy Frank the guitar man was blind. Frank and Mama counted on each other. Their one and only weakness made them strong. Mama did the driving for the family, and Frank made a living with a song. Home was just to camp along the highway. Pick a bed was where we bedded down. Don't ever once remember going hungry, but I remember Mama cooking on the ground. Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine. Mama read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all a part of living, and our only means of living at the time. And it wasn't like no normal family combo, 'cause Daddy Frank the guitar man was blind. Don't remember how they got acquainted. I can't recall just how it came to be. There had to be some special help from someone, and blessed be the one who let it be. Fever caused my mama's loss of hearing. Daddy Frank was born without his sight, and mama needed someone she could lean on. And I believe the guitar man was right. Daddy Frank
played the guitar and the French horn. Sister played the ringing tambourine. Mama couldn't hear the pretty music. She read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all a part of living, and our only means of living at the time.
And it wasn't like no.
Got that dark hair falling across her shoulders. There's not a man alive that wouldn't want to hold her. And the way she moves, just the way she moves, that's enough to keep me on a slow burn. Keep me on a slow burn. In her high heels, kicking across her dance floor, she's more woman than I could ever ask for. Still there's something in her eyes, in those dark eyes, that's love, and it keeps me on a slow burn. Keeps me on a slow burn. When we touch, the fire breaks out and it rages out of control. And the love we made is so deep, so strong. And when it's over, even when it's over, and the flame dies down, it just dies down to a slow burn, slow dies down to a slow burn, slow burn, slow burn, slow burn.
She's got that dark hair falling across her shoulders, keeps me on a slow
burn.
Thank you.
somebody if you just gon' quit. So if you got a fire, don't lose it. If you gotta do or die, dream, do it. If you got something to prove, go on and prove it. Don't let nobody clip your wings. Keep your head down, keep on the blinders. Tune out the doubters and all the close-minders. If it's in your blood, falling down ain't enough to change you. You were born to be. Get back up, that's the only backup plan you need.
Zimmerman, Luke Combs, gotta have a backup plan. Yeah, it's important. As I said, though, a little bit ago, it's going to be a busy day here in Southwest Wisconsin. So many events are being held. Continuing today, St. Mary's Knights of Columbus Council 3492 is participating in the 52nd annual Tootsie Roll Drive. It will continue today and tomorrow. KC members will be at a number of locations throughout the community. Money raised will help the Wisconsin Badger Camp, Richland County ARC Program, VARC, and Fishing Has No Boundaries. A lot of great, money going well as you can help those people out. The Highland Historical Society holding a farmer's market Saturdays through October from 8 to 11 at the old high school building in Highland. Produce and other various items will be available for purchase. Wizards of Rods will be today and Sunday in Warrens. Today is Vintage Dress Day, along with a pinup beauty pageant at 1 and a poker run at 3:30. Sunday is a show shine display and vote day. Pinup beauty pageant day. You know what? I think that's where Henry and Joanne were going today. So good luck to both of them.
You got what it takes, you can win. You got what it takes, you can win. Today is your day to begin. Don't give up here, don't you quit. The moment is now, this is it. I know that you can, then you will. Get to the top of the hill. Part of the fun is the climb. You just gotta make up your mind that today is your day, and nothing can stand in your way. Today is your day, everything's going your way. Today, sticks and stones,
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
It's 22 minutes away from 6 o'clock on this Saturday morning, halfway through the month of June already. The Brewers will be back in action, riding a two-game win streak against the Cardinals with their 3-2 win yesterday. They will be back in action this afternoon, a 3:10 first pitch time, which, of course, you can hear over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. The Brewers have now jumped into second place in the National League Central, so, you know, get your party hats on. About 4.5 games behind Chicago, and hopefully the Brewers can continue to make up some of that lost ground.
Got him.
It's hard describing a heartache, all 'cause it's a one of a kind thing, a serious injury, and a whole lot of endless pain. If it was a storm, I'd compare it to a hurricane. Oh, it's even got a name. If it was a drain, it would be a strong one. If it was a sad song, it would be a long one. If it was a color, talking about a heartache, it would be you. If there was a full moon, it would be a total eclipse. If it was a tidal wave, it would sink a thousand ships. If it was a blizzard, it would be record-breaking cold. If it was a lie, it would be the biggest story you've ever told. If it was a dream, it would be a strong one. If it was a sad song, it would be a long one. If it was a color, talking about a heartache, it would be you. If it was a color, it would be deep, deep blue. But if we're talking about a heartache, it would be you.
Your forecast today calling for a mix of clouds and sun and highs in the mid-70s. By tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a 30% chance for a few showers, lows down to 60. And Sunday, we finish the weekend out mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs of 77. Right now, well, after a morning low of 49, we're up to 50. At least it's a start.
High. I only know I'm lonely, and that I want you wholly. I don't know why I love you, but I do. I can't sleep nights because I feel so restless. I don't know what to do, I feel so helpless.
Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Corn demand continues to be solid. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. As expected, the USDA did raise its old crop export projection for corn in the latest round of supply and demand estimates. And as Rich Nelson, chief strategist at Allendale, tells Brownfield, the overall demand outlook for corn continues to be bullish, largely because of the export side of things.
That is right. And, you know, we have a very strong export market right now, also positive. We're lightly beating Brazil right now for an old crop price. We're beating Brazil here for bids out 3, 4, 5 months from now when we'll be selling new crop. And different than soybeans, we don't really have a quote-unquote need for a trade risk discount. So the corn looks like a more solid story that may be a good changing story in these next few weeks ahead.
And as far as that trade risk imbalance, Nelson says,
yeah, keep in mind, as far as corn, we have been trading roughly about 50 cents under economic value due to these many concerns here with the tariffs and uncertainty there. For soybeans, especially with the fact that China is such a major player in the U.S. soybean market, we've been trading as much as $1.25 under economic value. If we looked at USDA's balance sheet as it currently stands, you know, roughly about 300 million bushels for new crop, that's not a large number. this market had been pricing in a little concern that, you know, export concerns may push that to 450 or 500. So this market has traded a steep discount, especially for soybeans.
And Nelson says that here at the halfway point of June, there is a lot to keep an eye on right now.
We haven't exactly followed the seasonal trend too well. Seasonally, we do rally for 3 weeks going from Memorial Day into mid-June, and that obviously has not been seen. But we can suggest maybe that will restart here, so to speak, with a little weather risk, maybe starting next week. Certainly for the livestock side, keep on top of these markets. Let's not get too one-sided either way, because we did see these markets in the past 2 years rally hard into June, and then they had a sudden rug pulling out from under them for about 6 weeks. So it's a month to watch very carefully here.
Soybeans and corn were up Friday. Cattle finished lower and hogs closed mixed. And now let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. It was a solid week of business for direct cash cattle trade activity. Live deals in the South were at mostly $235. That's $4 to $5 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress business in the North was at mostly $380. That is fully steady with the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says sale barns in Missouri saw somewhat of a seasonal slowdown.
Some really impressive sales that stuck out around, mostly being pulled by the yearlings. It's pulling the calf market up as well. But I think right now the auction barns are really being pulled by the yearling market. If we look at some of those stick-out sales around Joplin Regional Stockyards, they kind of had a heck of a barn burner on some of the lightweight calves early in the week this week. 27 head of 418-pound steers at 480. They sold a full load of 506-pound steers. Now, these were tagged as thin, 467.50. The average statewide on those light five weights this week at 411. Then they had 47 head of 572-pound steers at 432. Callaway Livestock Center, 46 head of 620-pound steers, brought 385. Then Lolly Brothers Livestock Market in Macon, they sold a full load of 670-pound steers at 363. South Central Regional Stockyards in Vienna, they sold a part load of 703-pound steers at 359 and a quarter. The average statewide on those light seven weights this week at 338. Callaway Livestock Center had a load of 752-pound steers at 345, as well as two loads of 823-pound steers at 326.60. Lolly Brothers Livestock Market in Macon sold a full load of 876-pound steers at 321.85. A load of light nine weights at Unionville Livestock Market, 307 and a quarter. And then Ozarks Regional Stockyards in far south central Missouri had two full loads of 982-pound steers that brought 278.75.
Thanks, Tony. According to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early weaned pigs were $2 higher and feeder pigs were mostly $3 higher. There was moderate to good demand for light to moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early weaned pigs was $53.20, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $83.94. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hyper.
The Muscadet Mudcats home talent baseball team would like to say thank you to their sponsors for this year. They include Community First Bank, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Hawkers Sportsman's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and Foggy Bottom North. Join the Muscadet Mudcats for home games all season long at Pickering Park in Muscadet. Again, thanks to the sponsors that make local baseball possible in Muscadet. Hey, Rock and Rollers! This is Phil Nee. I hope you'll be here Saturday night when we take your requests for the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll be playing some groups named after cities and states such as Chicago, Kansas, Miami Sound Machine, Atlanta Rhythm Section, also the Bay City Rollers. Maybe you can think of one. Give us a call on Saturday night and we'll be spinning all kinds of great hits. We've got our Solid Gold Dancer potluck going on that night as well.
I'm bringing my lime green Jell-O in a mold in the shape of Mike Douglas.
Thanks, Joanne. It doesn't get any more 70s than that. Those were the days sponsored in part by A&W of Bosca Bell, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Minden Wealth Advisory Group, Town & Country TV and
Appliance, Mastodon Records, Turbos in Hub City, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Center Cinema, Town Taxi, and Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
Come visit the Aiki School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Sirens blaring across Israel again. Israeli authorities warning of another attack coming from Iran. Intercepts already being heard in the sky. The back and forth attack began with Israel's massive strike on Iran's military command and nuclear sites. The UN nuclear watchdog chief Rafael Grossi says the Natanz nuclear enrichment plant was targeted.
The loss of power to the cascade may have damaged the centrifuges there.
As ICE arrests backed up by National Guard continue in Los Angeles, along with the protests against them, the Trump administration this week providing deportation officials with personal data and immigration status on millions of Medicaid enrollees. Coast to coast, police gearing up for 1,800 so-called No Kings protests against the president this weekend, a response to his military parade. The Oklahoma City Thunder beating the Indiana Pacers 111-104 in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. This is ABC News. An Army soldier died in a training incident at Fort Campbell, Kentucky on Wednesday. A spokesman says the training incident